Public Service Commission Chairman Chuck Eaton said ultimately his staff members couldn't reach an agreement with Georgia Power over how a proposed 10 to 12 month delay would work.
I mean, to be frank, there were a number of issues, but I'd say they all fall under what the company would be earning in the interim. And so essentially, you're having many of the same arguments about delaying that you would in the hearing anyway, which is, I think, why everybody just opted to go forward with the hearing.
The day before, Commissioner Bubba McDonald organized a 24-hour halt to the rate case so both parties could discuss a long-term delay. McDonald said he proposed it due to financial uncertainty related to the ongoing government shutdown and the Environmental Protection Agency, among other reasons. Chairman Eaton said he shared some of those concerns.
It wouldn't have bothered me whether we delayed it or whether we went forward today. And it was an idea. It was worthy enough to discuss for 24 hours, but we decided to move forward with the hearings.
Tuesday, the case went on as normal, with Georgia Power defending its request to raise its required profit margin to closer to 12%. Hearings continue this morning. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.